And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, this Dipper, I just realized my scheduling. I originally had State Senator Chris Elliott coming on at 3:45, but we moved it this morning to 3:30. And so I've been just kind of just jamming along. I thought that was a good long call with Jeff Mendiana. It just dawned on me, holy cow, I got hardly any time right now for this second Dipper. Let me tell you a couple things that are happening. So SCOTUS Watch, Supreme Court of the United States. By the way, if you're fascinated at all by law, the SCOTUS Watch is an actual website. You can go to it and check and see what's going on and get an idea of, you know, things that are coming and when they're coming and yada, yada. There are some cases right now coming through the Supreme Court of the United States that could have a dramatic impact on the way we live. I'm going to get into one of them here just for a minute, but before I do that, I got to tell you there's breaking news about the Supreme Court that came out just in the last 45 minutes. You know the case with Texas putting up razor wire barriers and then inexplicably, the federal government going back behind them and clipping the wire and pulling the wire out of the way, which just boggles the mind. Because here you've got a barrier to stop people from coming over, and the federal government that says, oh, the border's secure, is opening the wire. It is maddening to me. Well, the Supreme Court just sided with the Biden administration on this one. Here you go. Story broke out. Here's one on NBC News. A closely divided Supreme Court on Monday, today, allowed Border Patrol agents to cut through or move razor wire installed on the U.S.-Mexico border as part of an effort by the state to prevent illegal border crossings. The court, on a 5-4 vote, granted an emergency request filed by the Biden administration, which had argued that Texas was preventing agents from carrying out their duties. The brief order noted that four conservative members of the 9-justice court would have rejected the government's request. In other words, so what happened is Justice Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh sided with Texas. The rest of them, to include Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts, who just wait and see what kind of day it is with John Roberts. Anyway, the others sided with the Biden administration, saying that by Texas putting up wire, it was impeding Customs and Border Patrol from being able to do its job. It seems to me that they were assisting Customs and Border Patrol. What that means for the Eagle Pass standoff, where Texas is actually just told the CBP to stay out of it, we'll take care of this sector. I don't know. This seems to imply that Texas is going to have more of an uphill climb in trying to say that they have a right to establish their own barriers. And I'm flummoxed by this. But now the Supremes have ruled, and that is the way it's going to wind up being. All the more reason, by the way, to get a new administration in there who will actually take care of the border and not leave Texas in this position. Here's the other one. Headline here, I pulled this one off of Yahoo. The headline is, the most important Supreme Court case you've probably never heard of. Those of us that are on the more conservative side of politics, we are for what we often refer to as limited government, right? Government has a role. It surely does. Even Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, meaning that he recognized government. I am not one of those who believes that there should be no government. I'm not so libertarian that I would ever say, we just need no government. That's called anarchy, all right? But the bloated expansionist state that we have at both the state and federal level is way beyond what the founding fathers ever intended. There was a ruling that came out back in, oh gosh, I think it was the early 80s. It's referred to as the Chevron case. And the Chevron case, 1984. Chevron, and I don't have the full site. I need to get the full site for you. But the Chevron case is the case that everybody leans on to allow the administrative state, big government, bureaucrats basically, to make way deeper decisions than anybody ever thought about. The notion is that, you know, because Congress was a little fuzzy, the Chevron case said in 1984, that as long as they are relying upon experts and acting quote-unquote reasonably, that the bureaucrat state can find its own interpretations for what Congress was intending. What that does is it overregulates because they go, well, you know what? We hired an expert, told him what we needed him to say. He said it, and we went ahead and said, yep, that's what we're going to do. Bam, new regulations. It is choking industry. It is choking out whole entire, you know, sectors of the economy. Well, there's a case going before the Supreme Court right now. East Coast fishermen have said that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, is requiring them to pay $700 a day to be an at-sea monitor. And that is absolutely not anything that Congress ever intended. It's a federal regulation by NOAA. Well, NOAA is saying they're relying upon their interpretation using the Chevron doctrine to give them the strength to do it. Well, they heard arguments in this case, and apparently the more conservative side of the court seems to be leaning towards getting rid of Chevron altogether. Y'all, if that happens, the administrative state is going to be thrown back decades in their ability to mess with our lives. The ability to just bureaucratically decide to overregulate things is going to be put on its heels. So right now, I'm praying these oral arguments and what we seem to be hearing from the Supreme Court is an indication that Chevron's going to go away. Y'all, that's a huge deal. Just think about what that means in things like OSHA and the Department of Energy and the, you know, stupid stuff like we've decided to go ahead and say that we need to make it harder for your ceiling fan to, you know, be able to turn at certain RPMs because it drains the, you know, the, it's just green energy this and whatever. If Chevron goes away, it's a whole new day. Well, that was a pretty short dipper, but we're going to come right back here in a minute with State Senator Chris Elliott. He's got some stuff happening down in his neck of the woods, and he's also got some library notions, and we'll talk to him about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.